All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, Calm, Control, and Courage Daily. Your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a cool head and a zen heart, that's me, Dylan Brooks. Now, let's be honest, fear and anxiety are like uninvited guests who show up way too often. They can hijack your thoughts, mess with your mood, and leave you feeling paralyzed. Ever feel like you're on edge, constantly anticipating the worst? Or maybe you get hit with a wave of panic when faced with something new or challenging. You know that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms sweat, and all you want to do is disappear under the covers. Well, guess what? You're not alone. Fear and anxiety are as common as spilled coffee on a Monday morning. But here's the good news. We don't have to let these feelings control us. We can learn strategies to manage them, overcome them, and even turn them into fuel for growth. Think of it like this. Fear and anxiety are like those pesky weeds in your garden. If you ignore them, they'll take over and choke out everything beautiful. But if you pull them up regularly, give your plants some love, and cultivate a healthy environment, your garden will thrive. That's what we're going to do today, learn how to weed out those negative feelings and create space for calmness, control, and courage. So, let's dive in. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer fear and anxiety. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can tackle something, you gotta know what you're dealing with. Pay attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations when anxiety creeps in. Are there certain situations that trigger? What are the warning signs in your body? Knowing your triggers and patterns allows you to take proactive steps instead of being caught off guard. Next, challenge those negative thought patterns. Anxiety often thrives on worst-case scenarios and irrational thinking. When those thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? What's the evidence for this? What's a more balanced way to look at this? Remember, your thoughts are not facts. You have the power to choose which ones you focus on. Third, practice mindfulness and grounding techniques. Ever feel like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? Mindfulness helps bring you back to the present moment. Simple things like focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, or paying attention to your surroundings can calm your nervous system and reduce anxiety. Fourth, take action. This might sound counterintuitive, but often the best way to overcome fear is to face it head on. Start small by gradually exposing yourself to situations that trigger anxiety. Each time you take a step outside your comfort zone, you build confidence and resilience. Remember, progress over perfection, every little step counts. Finally, remember you're not alone. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist for support. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly helpful, and knowing you have people in your corner can make a world of difference. Don't hesitate to ask for help when you need it, their strength and vulnerability, folks. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, and suddenly your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and you feel like everyone is staring at you with judgmental eyes. Sound familiar? This happens to the best of us. But instead of letting fear take over, remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those feelings, okay, I'm feeling anxious right now. Then, challenge those negative thoughts, I've prepared well for this, and even if things don't go perfectly, it's not the end of the world. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on your breath as a grounding technique. Remember, you've got this. And there you have it, strategies to overcome fear and anxiety. Remember, folks, calmness is not about eliminating stress, it's about managing it effectively. Control comes from making conscious choices, even when things get tough. And courage? That's the spark that ignites your ability to face your fears head-on and come out stronger on the other side. So, go out there, be bold, and embrace the challenges that life throws your way. If you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who could use a little calm in their world. Leave a review. Join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of fearless individuals who support each other every step of the way. Until next time, keep it stoic, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.